sandwich gourmet feta, gourmet feta coleslaw.
Welcome.
Ribeye place, pear pavlova, dough, feta, coleslaw.
Welcome the new mind.
Young'uns Podcast. Previously on the Young'uns Podcast.
If anyone was in the Cody House, by the way, last night, they may have seen me holding hands with Sam Pert from the Hook People.
I wasn't a dig at the Fisherman's Friend. We love the Fisherman's Friend. We do it a few help, yes.
There will be anatomical language used, and that those people who are of a, shall we say, a slightly sensitive disposition rethink the next 2 minutes of the Young'uns Podcast.
Young'uns Podcast fans and passive Young'uns Podcast listeners as well. There might be people listening who don't necessarily want to listen to the Young'uns Podcast, but are maybe a passenger in the car and the driver has put the podcast on. And you think, I wish I'd brought my headphones. Now I don't want to listen to this. Why would I want to listen to this? What the heck is it? I mean, he's got me bang on. I am that person. And that's almost unsettling how he knows who I am. What could this possibly offer me? I mean, I'm not sure about this. This is a folk podcast. What I would really like to hear is someone talking about herbal tea, circumcision, toilets. That's what I'd like to hear discussed. Skeletons. That's something else. That's another subject that I'd be interested in hearing about today. Maybe a bit of out-of-date satire. Satire that's no longer on the money. That's my favourite type of satire. And, I don't know, maybe like a bit of a competition or something. Maybe playing along with some sort of game. Maybe sort of guessing a celebrity's age or something like that. That is what I would like to listen to. Not this drivel. Well, hold your horses, my friend. Because that just so happens to be some of the subjects that are covered on this week's Young'uns Podcast. Oh my God, now I'm listening. All that and more coming up on this week's Young'uns Podcast, which features Alan Bennett. Turn it up, driver! And we'll dedicate this week's Young'uns Podcast to the man at a recent gig at Chippenham Folk Festival who heckled in order to suggest that we stopped talking as much. And it's very difficult to know what to do when someone says that, isn't it? I mean, we could just apologise and say, all right, we'll sing a song, but everybody else seemed to be enjoying themselves. Or we could just ignore the heckle. Or what's the other alternative? What else could we have done? Ah, yes, we could have lambasted the heckler mercilessly. But would we do that? Would we? It turns out we would.
Can you wave us all right at the bar there? Excellent. Oh, sorry, yeah, we'll stop talking if you want. Yeah, good night.
What do you mean us stop talking? All the people stop talking.
All right.
Is he heckling us or are you heckling somebody else, sir? So now we know we're challenging the heckler. Is he brave enough to heckle again? What are you saying to that? It's just breath.
Yeah.
If you stop talking, that was a 45-second introduction, Mr. Cooney. How dare you? There you dear. If you want the songs without the talking, buy the album. Right.
Okay.
That's got you for. Yeah. Sorry. Right.
I don't think anyone else is going to dare heckle now.
You've been doing it for 5 years. It never stopped you, did it? Right. Okay.
Sorry, sir. We're just completely our past.
I know how shall go. Right. 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 We're going to sing now.
One, two, three.
There we go. So we'll dedicate this week's Young'uns Podcast to you, my friend. And chances are you won't be listening. I mean, if you are, then you're sort of a glutton for punishment, really, aren't you? I mean, the whole thing of this podcast, essentially, a lot of the time, is just the clips between the gigs where we're talking, not the music. Anyway, here is another clip from that very gig back to Chippenham Folk Festival.
And Jimmy, when you're coming home and mind you, can he stay? You get the grocer, Johnny Black, of course he's on your way. Will you pick up a loaf of bread, some tea, some sugar and jam, and a packet of peas and butter and cheese and patties for any ham?
I tell you, Mr. Gooney, as this tour has gone on, that packet of peas, a quarter of cheese, and he's found his fourpenny ham. It's got a lot slower from your end.
It has.
So you can't. I think it's that whiskey that you had. That was a bit more burger than Michael and I was a lot. It was a lot better than that.
Thank you, David.
He can say a lot faster. We packet of peas, a quarter of cheese, and a pound of fourpenny ham. Michael.
Pack of beans, quarter of cheese, pound of fourpenny ham.
Well, yeah, I mean, sort of.
A pack of beans, a quarter of cheese, and a pound of fourpenny ham.
Still not the same thing. Pack of beans, a quarter of cheese, and a pound of fourpenny ham.
It's the beans, that is it.
I mean, we can do this for the next 20 minutes if you want.
Who wants to give it a go?
The man in the barrel, sir.
A pack of beans, a quarter of cheese, and a pound of fourpenny ham.
It's still the beans.
It's not, no, it's not the beans. It's the peas. I can't get it.
Anyway,
a packet of peas.
Anyway,
right.
Suddenly the talking doesn't seem so bad now, does it? Not that. Right, okay.
Now, the thing about satire, which you're about to hear some hilarious satire right now, is that there's this kind of misnomer, isn't there? That it has to be delivered quickly. It has to be on topic, on message. It has to be quick. Because if it's not, then it's not topical anymore. We disagree with that. I believe that satire is at its best when it's had time to mature like a fine wine. Then you can appreciate it. You can think, oh, yeah. That's what I think. I mean, I don't really think that. It's just that we didn't get round to playing this particular clip until about 3 weeks after the election.
Desert us not, we are between them all.
What's good about singing folk songs is it covers subject matter that, you know, nowadays is sort of irrelevant. Can you imagine a time when a song like that was pertinent? That was, of course, Billy Bragg's Between the Wars, when the world was in a terrible place. What do you fancy doing next? Hello, by the way. Forgot about that.
Hello. Probably a bit of satire there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What he was trying to say was that it sounded a lot better on Thursday night, to be honest.
What I was trying to say? Are you suggesting that what you just said was better than what I said there? What he was trying to say? What he should have said if he read the script?
No, what I was going to say it was...
Oh, do apologise. All right, well. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Cooney's introduction and my introduction. Can you place your bets now on which one we should do tomorrow? Well, we've only just started, we have our arguments already. Michael, would you like to do an introduction? What would you like
to
say?
To be honest,
in fact, I've had enough of these arguments. I resign from this group.
Shall we accept his resignation, Michael?
No, we reject it.
We reject your resignation. Have a couple of afternoons off, and then come back. Yeah. There you are, more satire. As any commissioners from BBC Radio 4 in tonight, we are available.
It's time to play the birthday game. Because regular listeners to the podcast will have heard the birthday game being played before. The idea is, it's a way of us passing at the time between gigs, courtesy of the Guardian newspaper, the very reputable newspaper. Always factual in every sense of the word. Bang on the money, my friends. Oh, they gave us a 5-star review recently, actually. Just suddenly remembered that. 5-star review for our gig at Cecil Sharp House, clips from which will probably be on next week. Sean Cooney reads from the birthday page of the Guardian newspaper, and Michael and myself go head-to-head trying to guess the celebrity's age. Now, of course, the last time we played this game, it was with our Polish friends, the amazing vocal quintet Brassy, and they were kindly did a little jingle for us for the birthday game, so I think we should have that. And then we shall head to a restaurant in Gloucester, where Michael and myself will go head-to-head in the birthday game.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Very good. Okay. What's the age of the celebrity? It is time to reveal to thee. What is the celebrity's age? Sean Cooney, read the birthday page. The birthday game. 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 Okay, excellent.
Michael
yes, David.
Has admitted that he was just about to go to the toilet before we started playing this game. So, I mean, I don't know if that's... Is there a bladder-brain connection? We shall find out, Michael.
Well, we shall find out, but I'm a little bit nervous, David. I'm quaking in my boots because you've won the last couple of games.
I have, but they've not been recorded. I believe on the... As far as the listeners are concerned, which you could argue are the official matches...
Well, absolutely.
You last won. But, yes, in the friendlies, if we call them... Far from friendly, weren't they? How is your nose, by the way?
Still broken.
Well, far from friendly, but I won the last two. Anyway, Mr. Cooney is ready with the birthdays. We get 1 point if we are within 10 years of guessing the celebrity's age. We get 3 points if we are bang on the money. Mr. Cooney, over to you.
Alistair Campbell, writer and political strategist.
Okay, now.
So who's going to go first?
Well, I won, so is it winner goes first, is it?
I think so, yeah. 59.
52.
Mr. Campbell is 58 today.
David Eagle nearly 3 points, but on 1 point right now. Winning 1-0, Mr. Okay. Cooney.
Julian Clary, comedian and actor. Michael Hughes.
Julian Clary.
41
for Michael. David Eagle, 48. You're older, actually. He's 50, isn't he? I'm going to change.
Well, no, you can't change.
Can't change, yeah, okay.
You can't change. You've decided your answer. You've got to take your first.
I'll go for 40. Yeah, I think he's a bit older.
Well, yeah, you won it because he's 56.
Yep, David Eagle, 2-0, right, that's fine by me. Next
one. Oh, Sir Ian McKellen, actor.
Oh, yes. He,
David Eagle,
is 80.
71.
Oh, Ian McKellen is 76.
So David Eagle wins.
Well, sure. 80,
I said 80.
71. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 3-0. Yeah. He's got the hat trick. Okay.
Cillian Murphy, actor. 30 days later?
Yeah, he's 39.
I'm going to go for 40.
He's 39, Michael. Yes! 3 points.
He equalises.
Mike Myers, actor, writer and producer. Austin Powers.
He is 45.
46.
He's 52.
Damn. Michael pulls ahead. Well, let's not talk about that. 4-3.
Okay, Paul Weller, singer and songwriter.
Oh, Weller. He...
That wasn't one of his hits.
What? No, I know it wasn't one of his hits. It's because he's called Weller.
Is it? Oh, I get it. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, right. That was an intelligent joke. That was.
Yeah. Paul Weller is...
Yeah, we're stuck in a right jam there.
Yes. Paul Weller is
63.
66. What a day, Michael. I would agree with both of you, but he's not. He's 57.
But David wins, so it's 4-all.
Johnny Wilkinson, rugby player.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Wilkinson.
Must be Michael's 40 today.
40, says Michael. I say 41.
He's 36.
Damn, I was going to undercut him.
Okay.
It's 5-4.
We go to the less well-known. Digby Anderson, the former director of the Social Affairs Unit.
I was going to say, he's not the current director of the Social Affairs Unit.
Digby, how old is it, Digby?
Digby, he is 70, actually. Michael.
68.
71, David
Eagle. Back on track, equal again. Keeping it interesting here.
Okay. Charlie Harper, singer-songwriter.
Charlie Harper.
I know him, yeah.
Well, what did he sing? What did he write?
61.
You don't know him at all.
I don't want to give you any clues.
Yeah, absolute nonsense. 58.
71.
Oh, Michael just gets his nose ahead there because he's within the 10, which makes it 6-5, I believe.
Right, let's go for the theologian. The Reverend.
Michael did theology at university, so does this give him advantage or not?
The Reverend Professor George Pattison.
George
Patterson. Good fan of his work. Big fan.
Very big fan. Oh, big fan, yeah. He's 68 tonight.
68, says Michael. He is 67.
65, Dave.
David Eagle. So it's back. Are we back on track? I think it was 6-all, I believe. It's level, so I think this is the decider.
Right, okay.
Here it is.
Let me pick the best one.
Should not, Dave. We're enjoying this so much, and I'm afraid all good things must come to an end. 6-all.
We're going to go for...
The music is heightening.
The chief executive of Hanover Housing Association.
Oh! And you know, of all the households... Associations, the housing associations.
Good job, I read up on that.
He's my favourite. Yeah. I don't know what you think, Michael. He's
I think
he's
absolutely well chosen.
I haven't told you the name yet, and you've clearly proven yourself extremely sexist because it's a woman.
Have they changed? Yeah. That's not who we thought it was, Michael.
Dame Claire Tickle or Tickell, if you would.
Well, yeah, it'd be Tickell, wouldn't it? As in Catherine Tickell. Wonder if she's related. Is she related to the folks that can fiddle play Catherine Tickell?
I don't know if she plays the fiddle, does she?
Catherine Tickell does, doesn't she?
She's a fiddler,
yeah. She's a Northumbrian pipe,
and Northumbrian, she plays a fiddle as well. So I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen. I think she is 70 today.
82.
82, this is my girl. This is
57.
57, none of us win.
Well,
which means we need another one. Keeping the suspense going, the music is heightening.
We're
going
to go for...
What if you haven't changed?
The furniture design... The
going to Mr. Cooney.
We're going to go for the furniture designer and maker.
Right, which one are they going to go for? Well, I don't know. So do I.
Robert Ingham. How old is Robert Ingham?
Interesting
to win the game.
To community. Some people
look older.
And the thing is, with Robert, is something I would say that calling him a furniture designer is a little bit flippant. Because is he really? I mean, come on. I mean, is it? Could you call? I mean, come on. Anyway, a bit contentious, I know, listeners. Michael, are you going to start with this?
He's 54 today.
How old is he? He's 57, actually.
Oh, he's 77.
For some reason, we can't hear you. We continue.
We do, unfortunately. Okay.
Welcome to the next week's podcast.
The former deputy chairman of Channel 4, Barry Cox.
Does he? Okay. Barry Cox, right. He is 68 today. Michael Hughes.
He's 86.
86.
Barry Cox is...
70 a bit of tension. He's had his media training. Excellent.
73.
So what does that mean? What
did
I say?
You win. Yeah, you can't even remember.
It's a win. I couldn't remember, but I win. Listeners, jubilations. Michael didn't. I don't think Sean wanted me to win. I think he wanted Michael to win, which says a lot. But one day we should have Sean competing in this. See how good he is, because he always gets off.
I'm the only one who could read.
That's true. Anyway, thank you very much. That was the birthday game. And Michael has wet himself as well, so it wasn't even worth staying, Michael. How embarrassing.
I was going to say I'm pissed off, but that's wrong.
We are now heading to Holmfirth Folk Festival for these next few clips.
Although we are quite popular, it's been brilliant, the amount of CDs we've sold and people coming up to us, that's really nice. Although it means that we haven't had a chance to go to the toilet, so... No one calls tonight. Here we go then.
Do you want to ice
cream? Yes.
I think we've already done that. We've already established that, Michael. What would you have done if they said no? Would you have personally seen to it that Graham has sorted out?
Anyway.
I was trying to be nice.
Oh no, but you just did.
Actually, it's a bit filler, that, isn't it? A bit filler. We're behind now on the script. This whole thing, I'm taking this script. We have to make up time now.
Right. Unbelievable.
Another great milestone.
You can tell things have changed. I haven't gone here on the folk scene when I was drinking herbal tea.
Herbal? American, mate.
I'm glad that's herbal tea. I thought he'd do me the water's bad here, isn't it?
Either that or Davey needed the toilet.
I'll finish that drink, Michael. There you go.
So we'll do a little tribute to another tribute to Graham Mars because he died a couple of years ago.
And he likes herbal tea as well. It's very good.
If you thought in advance, David, you could have got a nice bedpan under that piano.
I know. That's yeah.
How are you doing? Are you managing all right? You know.
Absolutely. We have done it before, haven't we?
Well,
we have.
Well, I'm not sure we're
well,
we indeed.
That's what we're talking about. Well, Michael did one of his monologues. Would you like to hear one of Michael uses dramatic monologues?
Yeah!
All right, come on, Mr. Koenig.
He doesn't do one, unfortunately.
Have you been working on any monologues, Michael, recently?
No.
All right. You're out of Venice or something, you know?
David was desperate for the toilet.
Fortunately, Mother had rolled the bedpan. We're having the Venice off now. We're having the Venice off.
It was only a short while afterwards, maybe a few years, that William Cobbett, another English radical, sailed to America and dug up his bones. And he brought them all the way back to England, hoping that they would inspire revolution. I don't know what exactly he was going to do with them all. What I've got, sort of thing. But and the English Revolution never happened, of course. And then no one really knows what became of the bones of Thomas Paine.
Until now, ladies and gentlemen.
Put them in the back of our van.
We have a raffle.
I thought it was the giggity.
That was Tom Bain's fibula. Great song. Exactly. That's a sequel. Tom Bain's fibula. Okay,
well,
not much rhymes with fibula, so
I'm
nothing with that one, but anyway.
I hope you're carrying them around so you can induce the revolution.
I thought you were going to come up with a rhyme for fibula.
Straight away, half a second, I said, it's not much of a rhyme for fibula. You started speaking, I was like, my goodness.
Straight in there.
Yeah, a walking rhyming dictionary.
Sadly not. But that's a competition prize. If anyone can think of three rhymes for fibula, you get a free CD.
The Night with Michael Hughes.
Okay.
I don't know where
to get
my
head. We've
got four
down here, mate.
So then. Well, that's alright, he doesn't mind here, Michael.
Come on, mate.
Between the three of you.
Think of a rhyme for fibula.
Nebula.
Tibula. Tibula. It's a bit unclear as to whether that's a rhyme.
Tibula.
Tibula, what is it? That's a little bone, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's alright, I suppose.
This is what we like to create discussion for.
Never mind. To be honest, it's a long tour ahead of us, so the less songs we do, or the fewer songs we do, sorry for the grammatical length. We're all highbrow talking about tinders and fibulas, and I go make a grammatical boo boo. Should that be boo bye? I do apologize. I missed that lesson. Teacher was sacked after trying to do that. Anyway, right. Boo boo's boo bye. Anyway, right. Okay.
The song's only 90 seconds.
Unfortunately, this is not on the album.
Right, okay.
Oh, we're so pleased to be in Holmfirth. I mean, it's a wonderful place, it's a great festival, but more importantly for us on this enormous tour, it'd be the first night of the tour that we've had at our own rooms. What a sweet place.
Three in a bed for each of us. Or...
Welcome to Yorkshire. Well, suddenly it's not my fibula I have to worry about.
Surely not, Michael. What would mother say? Three in a bed romps in Holmfirth. Four festivals shouldn't be this fun. I thought it was the Guinness stick. But mother's the word.
The alternative memoirs.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to have to try and sing something miserable now. Can we not do another happy one?
We don't really really do any happy songs on the piano, do we? Let's all go down the strand. Let's all go down the strand. There you go, there's it.
Tell you what, if I just do 10 seconds of musical interlude, like a little. Transition is nice.
But it would do if he wasn't going bang, 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 bang. Anyway, I think that failed. Let's go to request time then. Shall we have some requests? Just feel free to shout out.
Biscuits.
We'll ignore the ones we don't want.
Biscuits and tea. And,
oh, oh, Diane's request. Oh, go on, David, do your biscuits. Have you just made up a song there, John?
No, Farewell Scotland, Farewell Scotland Town.
It was a great mixture of accents tonight.
So, we got three choices here.
Well, I think we've got about seven, to be honest.
The TEU song, the Rolling...
We've got four choices.
You've already had your request, sir.
We travelled all the way to Australia.
I think you should definitely do... No, 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 you've got two... How many songs are we doing?
I don't know, let's just do
a four. How long have we got?
Doesn't matter.
As long as you want.
So we could... So technically we could do the three. But yes. Then, hang on, but then we know what we're doing here. We're eating into potential encore territory. So what should we do? Should we do two songs, then we'll assume... Were you all planning on giving us an encore?
Yeah.
Should we just do three songs and say goodnight? Yeah. There is one rule, you can't shout more, okay? Because we are on the Musicians' Union, and there are rules. There we go. I've got to save the energy for tonight, haven't I? Three in the bed and all that kind of stuff. One minute there. Right, okay. This is a song. Mr. Cooney, you introduce it.
I don't know what it is. What is it?
The one that you introduce and then I take over when it gets boring.
Hey, this is what I have to pull up.
Oh, it's going to make an announcement. I have 17 rhymes for fibula. Here they are in alphabetical order. Right.
So.
How sweet we
are. It doesn't rhyme, but fair enough. Fair enough, sir.
Can I just say that was a very bold thing to say? Because he will take you up on that offer.
I've got Asperger's syndrome, I take that everything literally. Right. Anyway. Continue, Mr. Cooney.
I don't think I started, but I will continue.
Yeah. Continue attempting to start.
2 years ago. Coming up 2 years ago in Yorkshire.
Balls and F4 and T down our necks. Please don't get me started! One final request.
Jacko
and Sam. Yay! Okay, there you go. She's pretty unanimous. Right.
Yes.
Okay. That goes. So is this the final one, did we say?
Yeah, we had a special one early on for John Ball.
A special one? Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, it was a request that came during the break.
Well, we don't accept those. I mean, they've had a... What's wrong with that? Is that person mute? Is there no reason why that person can't shout out? We've given them their platform.
Shout out. It was my request.
Right. For your tenacity, we'll have that one. And shall we engineer it so there's a little bit of an encore for anyone who's videoing it so it doesn't look as if people didn't want us to come back? All right. So we'll do that. We'll go off. We'll pretend to be all coy. We'll come back on. Excellent.
You know the routine.
Exactly. Here we go. This is postmodern folk we're doing now, right? Before then, here's Jack Ironside. It's Graham Miles' song about industrial Teesside, the birth and demise of industrial Teesside.
My God.
I can't keep up with him. I know. Which is why we're in separate rooms. Right. The birth and death of industrial Teesside.
I goes by the name Jack Ironside.
Side.
Exactly. Well, you're just trying to cart him off this stage like an obstacle course.
Exactly.
We've got our mailing list, and if you give us an email address, or even if you just visit our website, you'll find out about some of the many stuff, other things we do.
Our side projects. Yes, we've got a fan now, so we can do odd jobs. Bit of roofing.
I'd love to see you do something.
See why? Just because I'm blind, I can't do roofing. This is what they call the glass ceiling effect, you see. And I'm going on that glass ceiling and I'm going to repair it. Right. Excellent. Thank you to the person on sound.
Yes.
What's he called?
Yeah,
I forgot his name. I do apologise. Darren?
Darren, yeah.
Darren, of course it is. It's him. Hey, 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 hey. Thank you, Ada. Thank you. Thank you, Ada. Always said he's better than Darren. Always said that. Very contentious views there. He's so good on the sound, Aidan, that if we'd been on mics and we'd said that, he could have just edited it and it would have said Aidan instead of Darren. But thank you very much. Anyway.
Right. We've still got time to get to the pub.
Oh, now that was quite an exciting series of clips there. And not because a man declared that he would sleep with me. I think the real excitement comes from the fact that we discussed herbal tea. And now, if you are a listener of the old podcast, the podcast that we don't talk about, the first 100 podcasts that we do, that we just ignore and we've more or less purged from the internet, they are still out there, but you'd have to do your own searching. But we had a feature called Herbal Tea of the Week, where my dad's fiance would review herbal teas. I've no idea why, to be honest. I'm not sure where the idea came from, but we did. But I think we should bring it back. The three of us reviewing herbal teas, and possibly some other people from the folk world. Let's talk more about this, but let's play the jingle. I think we should bring it back simply for the jingle alone, my friends.
Some folks like plain tea, others like tea herbally, but this is the feature that reviews herbal tea verbally. We'll give it a smell, we'll give it a drink, and then we will tell you what we think. Tea's the subject on which we will speak in our brand new feature, Herbal Tea of the Week.
Yes, so the idea is, as all stated in the jingle, really, we smell the tea, we drink the tea, we give it a rating upon the on the aroma, we then discuss its taste, I mean, maybe even its texture as well. I think it'd be brilliant. We can get guests from the folk world to do it, and then we can have a big league table, which will be our favourite tea. We can have people suggesting teas for us to try, maybe even making their own herbal concoctions. Actually, on second thoughts, maybe that's not a good idea. Oh, this is an interesting taste. I'm not sure if I like this. Oh, I feel a bit funny, actually. Who's this herbal concoction being sent in by? Oh, I don't know. Let me just read the letter. Oh, it's been sent in by the man at Chippenham who I heckled. Anyway, I think we'll do that. So basically, I think Herbal Tea of the Week will return next time on the Young'uns Podcast.
Herbal Tea of the Week.
Exciting! Oh, how much more excitement can we take? Well, maybe just a tiny bit more, David. Well, okay then, here's a clip from Chester Folk Festival.
What should we say now?
The brisk.
The brisk?
No.
Isn't that like a...
It's a dance or something, isn't it?
How does the dance go, David?
I've no idea.
No, isn't the brisk the name of the person who performs the circumcision in...
No, that's a moil. That's a moil.
I'm sure there's a brisk.
No, it's a moil.
Any
circumcision experts in tonight? It'd just be our luck, wouldn't it, have a moil in tonight?
No, 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 that's
if Michael makes another mistake, a circumcision for you, Michael. Gets the moils treatment.
No, no, I'm sure that the moil is the person who does it, but the brisk is the ceremony.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, there we go. We're learning. We're learning, everybody. Well, here we go. This is a song about circumcision, everybody.
The moil's in the moil.
We've got to diversify our fan base, haven't we?
Let's have some Jewish fans.
Yeah.
No, it's, well, it's not about that. It's not about that.
Believe it or not, I don't think we have to tell them that. It's not about that, believe it or not. It's actually about stealing sheep. Hey! Exactly. Hey, I mean, in some cultures, you can get circumcised. Oh,
the only ever won one award.
Services to education, I think. At a gig recently, we had a big discussion about the word petard. So there you go. Right.
Oh, we did.
We did. Anyway, we won't do that now. Oh, sorry, that was just exclusive to that particular gig. Anyway, should we start a song or?
Well, yeah. Well, we were going to start one 10 minutes ago.
I'm telling you, problem circumcision. I know. What are you thinking of? We keep telling him, toe the line, Michael, straight into the next song, but he never listens. Right.
Yes, the unmistakable sounds of the 1995 Utah Saints remix of Blondie's Dreaming. Which can only mean one thing. We're going to talk about dreams. We regularly do this on the podcast. Sean Cooney is an oracle of entertainment when it comes to his dreams, often involving us, often involving other folk people. But this time, it's not a Sean Cooney dream. It's not a dream from me. It's not a young'un's dream at all, but it is a dream concerning the young'uns, or one particular young'un anyway, and that is me. And this dream came through today, courtesy of Katie on Facebook, who announced that she dreamt that I had died, basically. She says, I dreamt today that David Eagle had died. And people were pretty sad. Oh, well, thank you very much, Kate. It's nice to know that people were pretty sad. I'd like to think people were a little bit more, you know, a bit sadder than that. I mean, especially now, I think people would be very sad because they'd hear the podcast and they think, oh, God, his untimely death. And we had so much to look forward to as well. He was going to bring back Herbal Tea of the Week. Oh, taken before his time. Don't worry, though, everybody. I'm absolutely fine. I'll keep away from Heckler's Herbal Cocktail. Oh, bloody hell. I'll certainly keep away from that. I'll keep away from Heckler's Herbal Concoctions. And I think I should be absolutely fine. But if she might be a premonisher, premonizer, she might be a premonizer, she might have premonitions. I don't know if that's a word or not. I don't think it is, it's not a word. But she may have premonitions, maybe this will be the last ever Young'uns podcast. No Herbal Tea of the Week, unbelievable. Where there should have been glug glug, there was naught but blub blub. From sweet teas to bitter tears. Yes. There's a reason I don't write the songs in the group. Dreaming, we just keep on dreaming. But I think we will be back next time round. We always say next week, but then we never quite manage to do it within a week. But hopefully we will next week. Try and contain your excitement. We'll be back next week. Till then, from me, David Eagle, and my fellow young'uns, goodbye. TT for now. Well, that could be the slogan. That could be the slogan. TT for now. Anyway, goodbye. Because it sounds like tartar. Tartar for now, just in case you were wondering. Because I know my mind often works a lot quicker than other people's. The price you have to pay for being a genius. Sometimes you're misunderstood. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. TT for now, goodbye.